This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC and I'm here with Lee today. Just going to be talking to Lee and asking him a few questions just to see if he's had any difficulties that you might have had in the past, because I'm sure there's literally thousands of people who will find this interview very beneficial. So Lee, if you could please introduce yourself and how long have you been at the DBCC?
My name's Lee and I've been here getting on for 2 years when we get to September.
Awesome. And what results have you achieved in that time, Lee?
Well, when I first came here, my first ever weigh-in, I think I was about 26.5% body fat.
Mm-hmm.
So in that time, I managed to reduce that down to 15.6.
Awesome.
I could have been better with my habits outside of the gym, but I don't think I've done too badly considering my lifestyle. You know, I work pretty hard when I'm here, so
you do.
I balance it out well, I think.
Good from you. You've lost 16.4 pounds of fat and gained 12 pounds of muscle in total, which is awesome. Very well done. What were your struggles with weight loss before the DBCC, if you had any?
It was that the gym I was at was never kept me going. It was like I was never really motivated to keep doing it. There was no one pushing me.
Mm-hmm.
Went with a mate for a little while, and then we stopped being able to go at the same time. And you just lose the will to
lose momentum,
and you don't push yourself as hard when you're on your own either.
Okay.
So I ended up stopping there, and then this sort of just turned up.
Okay. And have you ever lost weight using nutrition and exercise, or has it always been one or the other?
To be honest, I've never really done anything to encourage weight loss until I joined here.
Right, okay.
It was only when I started realising that my social life was starting to take its toll, because mm-hmm. I wasn't doing anything outside of it, I thought, well, I'd better try and sort it out. So.
Okay, so you've never done any diets before?
No.
No?
Really, no.
And what does your lifestyle look like now compared to before you started at the DBCC?
Well, I mean, I used to just sort of go out in the week and I wouldn't be too bothered about having a few beers,
yep.
But now I'll make sure I won't have more than like one or two in the week, and I drink a lot more water now.
Good.
Which I never used to do, which has become a habit. You know, you just sort of have to force that in there, really.
Yeah.
And I eat a lot better as well. That's the main change.
Okay.
Like the amount I've changed my eating habits has been the biggest one.
So is that what DBCC has helped you with most?
Yeah,
would you say?
Mainly because you just hear it so much, you just start to just follow it without even knowing.
Good. Do you have any specific tips with nutrition or exercise that you could share with anyone who might be listening and is currently trying to lose weight?
I would say the biggest thing that's helped me is the amount of the increase in water and the increase in like green veg has been like massive, made massive differences for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like compared to what I used to eat and drink, now the weight just to start with just fell off me because that increase just did it, seems to do it by itself.
Changing.
And obviously diet intake of protein is good for the muscle building, but I would say water and greens all the way, to be honest.
Yeah,
that's just the one that's helped me the most.
Yeah, greens are very good for burning fat, so that's good. What was the main obstacle that would have prevented you starting training with the DBCC or training at all?
It was expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the main thing, but then I thought, well, I can afford it at the moment, and it wasn't a contract that I was tied into, so mm-hmm. I thought, you know, I'll give it a go for a few months and see how we get on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sort of stayed there ever since.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. And what have you found as a result of starting the Real You transformation process? Like, what have you found from training at the DBCC?
I feel better generally. Like I don't seem to get ill as much. When I do, it doesn't last as long.
Mm-hmm.
Recover from hangovers quicker. and yeah, I mean, it's nice. You just sort of feel. You just got more energy.
Yeah.
You know.
You feel better for it.
It's less of a chore than it used to be. It's more of a routine, which is what I needed, because I now feel guilty about not going rather than having to force myself to actually go.
How many times a week do you train, Lee?
4 minimum.
Okay. And when you were training by yourself, how many times a week would you train?
It's like, wouldn't even be every week. It'd be like once in a while, every, you know, maybe a couple of times a fortnight or something.
So you become a lot more frequent in training,
yeah,
which is
definitely.
Awesome. And you enjoy the training, clearly?
Definitely, yeah.
Good. Would you recommend the DVCC? If so, why?
I would recommend it because it's put me in the best shape I've been in since I can remember. But I would say that people who come here thinking that they can do it all here, they would be naive, because you have to put so much in outside of it. But,
yeah.
You know, I still think that becomes easier with
the guidance.
With the guidance, yeah. Meetings and the encouragement.
Progress trackers and stuff. Okay. And is there anything you'd like to add?
No. I mean, I'm happy with the way things are going, and, you know, as long as I keep getting decent results, I've got no reason to stop what I'm doing.
Awesome job. Lee, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me today. And if you've been listening to this interview, I hope you found it helpful. My name's Nathan from the DVCC in Bedford. Lee, thank you again for your help, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.